AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. The gravestone of Hillary Clinton's father was found toppled over today in a Pennsylvania cemetery. Police in Scranton say vandals may be responsible for upending the tombstone. In the meantime, Hugh Rodham's daughter is on the campaign trail just 2 days after formally announcing she's seeking the Democratic presidential nomination.
Hillary Rodham Clinton spent about an hour at a community college roundtable with students and faculty, reiterating she wants to be the champion of average Americans and indicating her campaign would focus on four areas, including building the economy of tomorrow and strengthening families and communities. As she left, she smiled and waved.
What's it like to be back in the game?
It's great.
But Republicans and others who stood outside the event holding up signs critical of Clinton clearly disagreed. Jerry Bodlander, Monticello, Iowa.
Marco Rubio spent his first day as a Republican presidential candidate voting on a measure from the Senate Foreign Relations Committee that gives Congress a voice in any deal that prevents Iran from developing a nuclear weapon. According to Committee Chairman Bob Corker,
it forces the administration to bring to us every detail if there happens to be a final agreement. Every detail.
Nearly 2 years after agreeing to recall more than 1.5 million older Jeep Grand Cherokees and Liberties that could catch fire in rear-end crashes, AP correspondent Tom Krischer reports the maker of the vehicles has repaired only a fraction of them.
Chrysler filed a letter with the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. It was a letter sent to dealers telling them what percentage of recalls it has repaired in a very long-running Jeep SUV fuel tank recall where they put a trailer hitch on to protect the gas tanks.
A jury's been seated in the death penalty trial of a Colorado theater shooter. This is AP Radio News. Rock and Roll Hall of Famer Percy Sledge died today at his home in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, after a year-long battle with cancer.
When a man loves a woman, can't keep his mind on nothing else. He changed the world for the good thing he's found.
Percy Sledge passed away peacefully at the age of 74. In the next 3 to 6 weeks, the Pentagon is going to exhume and try to identify the remains of nearly 400 sailors and Marines killed when the USS Oklahoma was torpedoed 9 times and sunk during the bombing of Pearl Harbor. Hundreds of the servicemen were buried in Hawaii. In 1950, they were reburied as unknowns at the Punch Bowl, the National Memorial Cemetery of the Pacific. Forensic experts plan to identify the remains of up to 388 of them within 5 years. I'm Ross Simpson.